It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
And right now, I do have a $50 gift certificate to the Builder Supply Outlet for outlet prices every day. Check out the Edge, their state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom. They're in Broadview now, also open in Orland Park. Caller number 19 for our captain. 312-981-7200.
The All-Star.
The All-Star, Jonathan Tames. 312-981-7200. Checking in at...
Number 5.
The man Donald Trump picked to lead the Department of Homeland Security, retired Marine Corps General John Kelly, at his confirmation hearing before the Senate today, says that the idea to build the wall, just not enough.
If you were to build a wall from the Pacific to the Gulf of Mexico, you'd still have to back that wall up with patrolling by human beings, by sensors, by observation devices. The aerostats, observation devices mounted in certain terrain features, UAVs for sure. Sensors in places perhaps that the wall can't be built or won't be built in anytime soon in terms of the immensity of that project.
Oh. So he's sort of doubting that it would actually get done, sounds like.
What are we going to do? Build a wall.
Yep. Well, I mean, here's the deal. I mean, those kinds of assets should be there anyway, right? Shouldn't we be doing that? I do. This is the one thing. I didn't like the way that he did what he did, the way that he framed it. But, securing the border is a good idea. I think everybody should be in agreement on that. And there are a lot of assets securing the border that we don't, that in the election season made it seem like it's just completely porous. It is not. But there are areas that are certainly more trafficked than others, and those do need to be, and they do move around. But I don't think they're going. I know it's going to be hard to believe, but I don't think they are going to build this wall. I know that that's like crazy to say.
Well,
I think it is not going to happen because I don't think they're going to get the full measure of the wall. And even Donald Trump, after the election, some of it could be fence. I'm okay with that. What do you think the Russians have?
Well, and then you have the general saying he doesn't think that's enough anyway. So generating enough support to pay for it, if Mexico decides not to pay for it, would be tough too.
Yes. So true.
So true.
So sad.
Yes. All right, checking in at...
Number 4.
Jeff Sessions. He's the guy who wants to be the Attorney General. Mm-hmm. At least Donald Trump wants him to be the Attorney General. He was up on Capitol Hill today, confirmation hearing. I love this moment. He was asked if he ever disagrees with his wife.
You've been married to your wife, Mary, almost 50 years, right?
Well, it hadn't gotten to 50 yet. 47.
47, 48. Okay. Well, that's a good run. Let me just ask.
Let it continue. I've been blessed.
Are there occasions when you and your wife disagree?
No, Senator.
I know he's lying.
Wait a minute. I'm under oath. On occasion, we do, yes.
Not that I recall is another fair answer.
Yes, I do. I have to say, I mean, this was, I think, the easier of the 2 days of confirmation hearings for him.
You
but
do.
He was very impressive today. He was very impressive. He answered things in a way that I thought were honest and refreshing. He was true to what I think his core beliefs are, but he was also he appeared to be a guy who would stand up for the rule of law even if he disagreed with those laws.
And even if he agreed with the president's view about that issue.
Yes,
and he did break with him in a couple of instances.
Right, including he'd prosecute him if he did grab somebody else's genitalia unannounced.
That would be a sexual assault, clearly, and yes, that would be prosecutable.
What do you think they have on me?
All right, wait, there's more. Now, in the middle of all this, two men dressed as hooded Klansmen disrupted the hearing on Capitol Hill. The guys stood on their chairs showing mock support for the Alabama senator. That's not going to help anybody.
People, Jefferson, thank you so much for being here for the people. What do we have to do? Wait a minute, you can't arrest me, I'm white. White people don't get arrested. Wait a minute. White people, what do we have to do? Wait for the inauguration? What is this craziness? I'm a white man. You cannot take me out of here.
I was a better actor in fourth grade.
But it did break up Ted Cruz's very long harangue about everything.
Yes, it did. I wanted to talk a little bit about queso.
Oh, oh no. Don't remind
Senator Sessions, have you ever had queso just dripping down your lips onto your chin?
He's ruined it for me.
Love queso watching the NFL playoffs. Great combination.
It does. It used to be a good combination before we heard that.
Sometimes when you're sitting, the queso drops onto your pants.
I think the dribbling down the chin was enough.
A dripping down your pants.
That's the worst.
That leaves a stain.
All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Violetta Podomatic has the. Oh my God! I can't believe what I'm.
Can't believe what you're hearing.
I can't believe this. And this is all real. I'm not making any of this up.
It's important to remind people.
Though I wish I were. Now Violetta has a WGN traffic trouble spots, and there's plenty of them. The president can't even get to his own speech. All right, top five continues.
Everything's okay, don't worry.
No, it isn't.
It's all okay.
Things are very wacky right now. But we are told that Air Force One is wheels down at O'Hare.
Oh, good. President is here.
All right, now we're going to get to the blue line. We should get off at Chinatown stop on the red line, switch at State and Lake. Right? It's the only way to get downtown in time.
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah, it is a good way to get downtown in time in this weather.
He probably has the Traffix Chicago app.
I guess when you shut down roads and you have a motorcade, you don't really need that.
Yes, but he's going to have a little trouble because the Kennedy is already jammed up, right?
Yeah, the Kennedy right now is about an hour 15 minutes from O'Hare. But we are hearing that. So I don't know how they're going to move those cars out of the way. He is headed, it looks like, home perhaps before he's headed to.
Right, he's got to get his mail.
Yeah, he's got to go get those Beth and Beyond coupons. Right. He doesn't want to miss out.
Right, and plus, I think he thinks that Michelle may have left milk in the refrigerator in August. So they may want to look at that.
Yes. So he is going home first?
Wow. You know what? Do you smell sewer gas in here? It smells like sewer gas. We really should run the drains. Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on what's happening here.
Yeah, if you're on the Kennedy, just get off.
And do what?
Go anywhere. Back roads.
Right. You know what? Take Cicero.
Elston is great if you can get close to it. But
if you can.
If you're hungry, just stop at Little Bucharest right on Elston and Addison.
Cabbage rolls.
I knew that. Where's teed my... you up for that.
Yeah.
Just a major street in Chicago and one of the best restaurants around.
Can't go wrong. That is a good plan. Just get dinner at a nice little restaurant over there that you wouldn't normally go to because you're not there.
I just want to ask you a question. Bronco, is he going to let a black guy in to the restaurant?
Okay, wait. I forgot it's Tuesday. They're closed today.
Oh, all right. No, that's
not just for President Obama, but for everyone.
Don't send everybody there.
Thanks, Obama. Little Bucharest closed just for the president.
Seems like the perfect day to be open.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. That was just kidding. I was just kidding because I know Bronco's a very open-minded man.
Very warm heart.
Oh, yeah.
Warm
he
heart. Big
yeah.
heart. Mm-hmm.
All right. Checking. Because, you know, sometimes those Eastern European restaurants weren't so friendly to people who didn't look like they were from the Third Reich.
Oh, we weren't the only ones.
All right. Checking in at
number three.
Former Senator Alphonse D'Amato was escorted off a JetBlue flight last night after trying to lead passengers in a rebellion against seating changes.
Oh, gosh.
We can still speak in this country. And what you're doing to me, and I want to tell you this, I make an appeal to all you people. You want to know what?
Yes.
Stand up for what's right and walk out with me. That's the only thing they'll know.
Are you doing it?
And that's what you should. Here's a gentleman who's doing it. Stand up and walk out. If you don't, then don't. What do you stand up for?
I'm going.
All right?
Okay. You want to?
I'm filming.
That's it.
Come on.
Getting anywhere anyway. Let's all go. Back of the plane. People are the good people anyway.
Oh, no. A passenger rebellion about seating changes? Is that what that was all about? With
classic.
A former senator leading it?
Right. He's leading them off the plane.
What is going on in the world? Come on, people.
They were moving for weight and balance. They were moving people around. Like, all right. Just imagine.
Ladies and gentlemen. As you came from the flight deck, our ground crew is telling us that we have some weight and balance issues. So what we're going to ask is that all the fat people it. Spread yourself around the aircraft, if you would. Just one per row. Left, right, left, right, left, right.
We won't have these issues on the way to Huatulco, though.
No, because we're all trying to work out in advance the trip, so we'll be.
And we're not sticklers.
Super
we're
slim.
There for fun. Mm-hmm. No time for riots on the plane.
Thank you. Apple appreciates the plug.
Number two.
Things are really heating up with Chris Brown and rapper Soulja Boy's beef turned celebrity boxing match. This whole conflict stemmed from Soulja Boy allegedly liking a post on Brown's ex's. Now, how do we pronounce? What is her name? Karrueche? Karrueche, the girl? Instagram?
Karrueche Tran. Karrueche Tran. Karrueche Tran.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The feud quickly escalated, and Soulja Boy hired Floyd Mayweather Jr. to train him for the fight. So then Mike Tyson picked up Chris Brown.
Oh, my gosh. This is complicated.
Yes. Mike Tyson has now dropped a diss track.
Woo! Got him.
If you show up, it's going down. I'm going to teach him how to knock your ass out. If you show up, it's going down. I'm going to teach him how to knock your ass out. I'm Mike Tyson. It's going down. I'm going to teach him how to knock your ass out.
That's how things should be settled, though. That's what the senator should have done on the airplane. You know, just kind of came up with a...
With a boxing match.
Yeah. No, not a boxing match. Come up with a song. Get everybody a part of the rebellion.
A boxing match is on the flight to Huatulco would be fun. Spice things up a little bit.
Would you lay off?
Sorry.
And finally.
Number one.
Mark Hamill, who is the voice of the Joker in the animated Batman series, is using his Joker voice to read Donald Trump's tweets.
Oh, gosh.
That's, And he says that this sounds like something the Joker would say. And so this is how it goes.
Let's hear it.
Happy New Year to all, including to my many enemies and those who have fought me and lost so badly. They just don't know what to do. Love.
Wow. Kind of works.
Wow. Wow.
Disturbing.
Yeah.
A lot of levels.
Yep. Yeah. Just I want you to stop and think about that. He's the incoming president of the United States. We think. CNN report seems to. There's something very wacky happening, developing right now, and we'll talk about it coming up after we're gonna close the top five up. Here. We're going to check with Andrea Darlis at McCormick Place, see what's going on there as people getting ready for the president's speech, his farewell speech to the nation tonight from here. But CNN is reporting that during the briefings last week, Donald Trump and Barack Obama were both briefed on information that has been now secured by U.S. intelligence agencies coming from British intelligence agencies that the Russians are in possession of compromising personal and financial information on Donald Trump.
Right, and they're not releasing any hints of what that information is.
They seem to know what it is, though.
They seem to know what it is.
And they also in that report said there was continuing exchanges of information between the Russians and the Trump campaign surrogates during the election in contradiction. So it's,
both serious issues.
Yeah, serious allegations a week before the installation of the president. That's something right there. Okay. Cheated by elect.